Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined by telephone with Alan R. Scott, the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony Orchestra, talking about tomorrow's concert with the Helena Symphony Orchestra. Nice to speak with you once again.
Happy Friday.
Well, the Helena Symphony season continues with one of your big Masterworks concerts tomorrow night. You've got a guest pianist coming in, Claire Wan Chi, who you've worked with before, and this is kind of a reprise, a coming back to perform yet another piece for Helena.
She is. I've known Claire since she was 10 years old. She won a competition about 16, almost 17 years ago now, that I was the president of the jury, and the prize was, of course, to perform. And I led the performances, and part of that was to perform throughout the country together. So we, when she was a young middle schooler, not even a grade school student, we performed with about six different orchestras all over the country. And we became sort of a mentor, almost big brother, little sister relationship. And I've seen her grow up to this incredible artist and this amazing young woman who is now performing all over the world. She currently resides in Germany. And she was here last season, and did the Grieg Piano Concerto. And frankly, the audience just went crazy. I've never seen the audience really go to that extent. Multiple bows and encores. And so we had to bring her back, and she'll be performing Prokofiev's wonderfully witty and charming third piano concerto.
We played that on Morning Classics on Montana Public Radio Thursday. It's a beautiful piece. I was amazed by how right out of the first movement is just immediately emotion and fireworks, and it just feels like it moves right along from the top.
Yeah, Prokofiev has a way. We'll be doing a big chunk of his Romeo and Juliet next month in February, and the Romeo and Juliet ballet. And he has a way that is witty and charming, and yet also hauntingly beautiful at times. There's an undercurrent, perhaps, of melancholy at times, but it's very breathtaking, and the way he captures our hearts and our minds. And I think that's why he's so successful. The Romeo and Juliet ballet does this as well. The Cinderella ballet does it. But his piano concertos, his violin concertos, and certainly his symphonies. He's certainly a 20th century composer. There's no question about it. But he doesn't abandon beautiful melody, in the name of rhythmic exploration. He's all of these things. And yet he's so important for the 20th century in many ways, too. Politically, he was Stalin's arch rival. They really despised each other and died within hours of each other. And Prokofiev has always a sense of looking forward and yet holding on to the wonderful things that we love about music from the past.
Wonderful. Well, it's a great story with Claire Wan Chi, too, in this connection that you had from such a young age. Must be wonderful to bring her back and showcase her in your hometown.
It is. I think she still looks, we look at each other and we can just sort of read each other's minds. And I think sometimes she's often, I don't want to say looking for approval, but if I say something, she immediately says, oh, okay, I'll do it that way. And I have to remind myself and remind her that really she probably knows more about many of these works far beyond I do at times, because mm-hmm. She embodies them. She is such an amazing artist to listen to. Her Scarlatti CD was named by several reviews in Billboard magazine as the best CD of 2015, the best recording. And her CDs are selling all over the internet and downloads. And she really is all of it. She is an artist. She's a great musician, and she's an incredible performer. And most importantly, a beautiful person.
We're talking about the Helena Symphony's concert tomorrow night. You've titled this concert Exotic Sensuality and Intoxication and partnered the Prokofiev with the Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yeah, well, that certainly is ear candy for audiences everywhere. And Rimsky-Korsakov not only showcases the orchestra individually, especially the concertmaster and most of the principal players, but it really showcases orchestra color. And the orchestra takes us through really an essential journey of, we all know these stories, and the Sultan, who takes on a different wife every day and kills the wife, it's a sort of an old folklore legend, he finally marries Scheherazade, and she tells him a story every night, and leaves the story unfinished. So he has to keep her alive to finish the story the next day. And these are stories we know, such as Aladdin, Sinbad and the ship, and Ali Baba and the thieves. And these are the stories he tries to paint, particularly the Sinbad. But he also paints the young prince. And these are stories that he captures musically in a way that you don't even need to know these stories. You feel transported into a different world. You can sense the oils in the marketplaces of the Far East. And Russian composers were so captured by the Orient. And you hear it, and it is an exciting work. I mean, it's probably one of the more popular works of classical music.
The Helena Symphony will perform tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at the Helena Civic Center. And for tickets and information, go to helenasymphony.org or call this number, 442-1860. I've been speaking today with Alan R. Scott, the conductor and music director for the Helena Symphony Orchestra. The concert tomorrow night with pianist Claire Wan-Chi will be at 7:30 p.m. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.